It's the Third Street Podcast.
Are we live?
Welcome back to the Third Street Podcast. We're at the 86th. These guys are from Still Running out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
What up?
We're going to play some trivia, and then we're going to talk some shit to each other. How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
I'm pretty with that.
Here we go.
The stakes are pretty high.
We got background music and everything.
That's what we're talking about.
I've still yet to cut this, so this thing just loops for hours.
Hours?
Yeah. Awesome. This is you guys playing, I assume.
I love that.
No, no, this is just a stock song I found online.
That's hilarious.
All right, so I figured this is how it was gonna go. So I put us in 86 for Still Running.
Wow, this is absolutely fantastic.
So since you guys are our guests, if you guys are okay with it, we'll let them pick first.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Five. Yeah. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
Right. So pick a number.
Yeah, five.
One through nine.
Five.
And I'll give you I'm going to throw a 30. Well, there's four of us.
Can't see the screens really.
About, anyway, at about 30 seconds, I'm going to start pressuring you guys to give me an answer.
All right. Okay.
Should we explain the rules to them first?
What do you mean?
Like tell the audience how.
Oh, they know. Yeah. They fucking
know.
All 10 people that watch this, you know. You fucking know.
You need album title, band, and year.
Yep.
All right, let's
Album title, artist,
all of them.
And year.
Every single one is that way?
All of them are worth 3 points.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
let's do it.
And they're steals. Yep. So still five, running number, up first.
And they're steals.
With number five.
Oh,
here's your
on,
album.
Man.
That's really Gears.
Okay, I got...
What? No cheating.
Whoa, what did you say?
Oh, yeah. Disraeli Gears. Cream, Disraeli Gears.
Band, album name, and year.
Band is Cream.
1969.
That's a great guess.
1968.
That's a one. That's also a great guess.
Did you list the album title yet?
Disraeli Gears.
Okay.
You know the album title for sure?
Yeah. Come on. What
come
is
on.
It?
I'm terrible with titles.
I got this thing on vinyl.
All right, and you guess the year. Are you going to lock that answer in, my friend?
68 or 69?
Why would you say 68?
Where are you?
Oh, I'd say 69.
He would say 69.
Hey. All right. I'll say 68.
Nice.
So let's pick one. So you guys, what you said, Cream?
Yeah.
Album?
Disraeli Gears.
Okay. And year?
1968.
You guys cool with that?
Yeah. Sure.
It is Cream. It is Disraeli Gears. It's not 1968.
Oh,
so you guys over here.
67.
That's more than that.
You guys want to throw in 67?
Yeah.
They're going to go 1967. It is 1967.
Oh, what?
We'll take one.
I like Cream.
So,
I absolutely
get a not with my compliment.
Hey, that's 2 points. That's 2 points. You guys are up. You're on the board.
Yeah. The guy's amazing.
All right, man. I started it.
Which one you guys want?
Oh, man.
86ers, pick a number.
Is it get harder as we go up?
Hold on. Does it get
harder? No, the colors are kind of... They're kind of like a red herring, man.
Oh, okay.
I
heard that.
Kind of.
Pick your favorite number.
69.
6 and 9?
7.
Yeah,
let's go 7.
7. 6, 9. Seven. Okay, they're going
to
go 7.
Right, we'll compromise on the 7.
All
right.
Album number 7 is... There you go.
Dude,
I
know what it is.
It's Papa Roach.
Yes.
Which album?
It has Scars on it.
Damn it.
Is it just called Scars? No.
No. I don't think that's right.
Is it just called Papa Roach?
I don't think it's Papa Roach.
It's definitely not Infest. It's definitely not. What are other Papa Roach albums called?
Like, oh, Jesus. Getting Away with Murder?
it might be Getting Away with Murder.
I think it's not that.
Are you sure?
The Getting Away with Murder album art in my head. It's not that.
It's not.
All right, guys. Let's make some progress.
All right. Let's just go with a year.
Let's pick a year.
Year 2001.
Two. Okay. Yeah.
2001.
I was going to say 2002. 2001. Okay.
2003.
Later. Later.
2003. 2003.
2003.
2003.
Okay.
2003.
Give me. So the whole thing. 2003.
Papa Roach. Scars is my only guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Papa Roach. Scars. 2003.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I'm embarrassed to be in a fucking band with you guys.
Yeah, I don't think that's
none
right.
of that is even relatively close to any answer that could be considered correct.
I got this right there.
Wow. This is Buck Cherry.
You guys know
Billy Madison on that one.
This is Buck Cherry. Was
right. Yeah, I guess doesn't really
fit. So
wait,
I don't know what year though.
I want to guess later. I want to guess later. I want to guess like 2000, like eight, bro.
I'll support you, but I think it's 1999.
So, you guys got a guess? So, Buck Cherry, 99 or 08? Or?
It is Buck Cherry, though.
Yeah, 2007 my
I had Crew Fest on my brain.
Yeah, so just spit something out. So, you got Buck Cherry. You got an album title.
What do you guys say is for the year?
They said 2003.
2003, but, I mean, we were thinking of Papa Roach, so.
You make Final Comments. I think it's
always. But... Even if you don't have a title, so you have.
I know the title, but I don't have it.
You're saying Buck Cherry and.
We'll go. What do you want? 2005.
I knew that. Sure.
2005.
It is. I see the babe.
Buck Cherry. 2005. So this album is a Buck Cherry album. 15 in 2005.
Oh,
you guys got two more points on the board.
Wow.
Holy shit, man. Holy shit.
Yeah.
We would like to pick Green FM number one.
I was just thinking of Crewfest, man.
All right. I know.
Everybody quiet.
All right, guys. Here's your album number one.
Dang it.
I can name
the band is AC/DC. The album is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and it was made in 1979.
79.
I do not trust that at all. I'm going to say actually 82.
I support that.
Wait, no, it had to be before that.
It's between the two dates that I said, or one of those.
We'll go with the later one.
Okay, AC/DC, Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap, and 1982.
Bon Scott was dead in 80.
So it is AC/DC. It is Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap. It is not 1982. You guys know the year?
1978.
It
might be 79, but I'm going to say 78.
Let's see what it is.
Oh, no. Ah!
1976! Oh,
damn!
Like he says,
dude, I didn't know
that
they used that.
Dirty Deeds.
It's such a sick album cover. That album cover is like so iconic.
Even blurred out the
I don't think I've ever seen that. That's weird.
Yeah, that's wild.
I went back and forth because they released two album covers for this record.
We're getting blown.
The one with
what is going on right now?
Popeye fucking arm.
Did not see this
and it said Dirty
that's
Deeds.
The one I've seen.
Yeah,
I did not mentally prepare myself.
That was their Australian, their original cover, and this was the international. This is the one that you could buy in America in 1976.
I feel like the Avs and Game
One. That's why I went with that one.
That's pretty cool.
Pick the number.
Cheating? Dang it, man.
We're gonna go number three.
Yeah, I had three in my brain too.
We're gonna have to quit as a band after this.
Number three. All right, boys.
That is Rat.
Yep.
What is the name of the album? Is it Round and Round?
Yes.
Is it Round and Round? Round and Round. It's on that album. 85.
I thought they were later. I thought that was like 80.
Nah, they were like 80. They were 85.
Is that the first Rat record?
I thought
Rat was around in like 82 and 83. I mean, they were competing
you're
with like
85. Man, I'm calling 86. But if you're confident,
I mean, if the 86th want to go 86, I'm okay with that. But I think
I'm
it's 85.
If he thinks right. he knows it and I don't,
right. I think it's 85.
Okay,
let's convene. So you guys have Rat,
Round and Round.
I don't think it's Round and Round, but
give me something right now.
Out of the cellar. Out of the cellar. Let's say that.
Out of the cellar.
Yep. Rat.
Okay.
Yep.
Year.
Yeah.
85?
That. Yes.
Sure.
85.
Yeah. It is Rat. It is Out of the Cellar.
Fuck yeah.
It is not 1985.
Dang it. I'm sorry,
you guys.
Got
a guess on a year.
84.
I mean, we can. I just wanted that album name. I had that shit down.
Yeah. Good
call. You guys going 87?
There's no way it's 87. That's Guns N' Roses era, bro.
84.
It's 84.
Nobody had it.
So
they were competing with like Quiet Riot.
All right, we'll take it. Right. We'll take it.
86, make it the comeback, baby. Let's go.
I mean, we're at 3. Right, we got half their points. You know, it's
guys. Pick a number. 2,
9, 8 or 9. God. All right. Excuse me.
Can we do 9 just for the OCDC?
Yeah, do 9.
Okay. OCDC.
OCDC. OCDC. There we go. That's awesome.
That's a good the most rock and roll thing I've ever heard.
The you guys see that band of like a bunch of like fat guys and like so they call them like OBCDC.
Oh yes, I've seen that. Yeah,
OBCD.
That's hilarious.
All right,
thickest tone there is.
Album number 9 is this album.
Nope.
Oh god.
Nope. I don't know a thing about this album. Does anyone?
No.
No.
We're going to go with 2004.
You know what that reminds me of? Hygieia. Hygieia 2023.
Oh, God.
No, this sounds. This looks like a self-titled. Way later album. This looks like a 20, like, after 2010.
No. What? No, this could be 90s.
Bro, y'all can. You guys can take this one.
You guys want to throw anything?
Nope. Say 2012 for the year.
2012 per year. That's it.
95.
What?
95.
I'm not gonna say.
You know, I'll even take both. Neither of them. It's not 2012. It's not 95. You guys got.
All right. It's us.
Yeah.
It's Godsmack.
Godsmack is the artist. The album is 4.
4.
And it's 2006.
Yes.
Yeah.
Godsmack 4, 2006. You guys locking that in?
Yeah.
Lock it in.
You get no more consideration on anything. It is Godsmack 4, 2006.
Hell yeah.
You guys
damn nice.
That's a tough one.
I've never heard of Godsmack.
You've never heard of Godsmack?
Yeah.
I might be showing my age there.
Dude, I'm doing the best that I ever did.
We're going to take an intermission.
Intermission?
I'm doing the best I ever did. Now, go away.
Okay, actually, that's what I thought.
Okay, guys, so it's
haven't
us.
You haven't heard of Godsmack and you're 22 years old?
Can we do number 2?
It's tie game, right? 6-6?
Yeah, because you guys got all 3, so it is tie game.
Those were stolen points?
Yeah, that's stolen points.
Hell yeah.
Stolen valor right there.
Yo, we still running.
Number 2?
All right.
Number 2.
All right. 4 left, tie ball game. You guys going number 2?
Yeah, sure.
Number 2.
Number 2 is the shit, man.
All right, here you go.
What the?
This is a tough one.
That's a sick album.
This is a fucking tough
one.
Yeah, I think so. What do you guys think?
Led Zeppelin.
No.
There's one person in this room that I thought would be like, I fucking know this one.
No.
Me?
It ain't on this side of the room.
Is it one that you think I would know?
Oh,
no.
Eston, are you talking about...
I've never seen that in my life.
Okay.
It's probably Deep
so now
Purple.
Now that we're back to a tie ball game, I'm going to start playing some mind games.
I can't think of the name. What's the name of that song?
Of what song?
You guys got any?
All
right, what year?
I don't think it's old.
Band
guys.
Is Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots?
Oh, yep.
No, not that one.
Year is
1997?
98? I'm going to go 7.
Yeah. Maybe earlier, actually. I mean,
yeah,
grunge.
Let's go like 94.
94?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 94.
Stone Temple Pilots, 94.
I don't know.
Dreaming. Sure.
Stone Temple Pilots, 94.
How about Baby on a Dragon?
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Very literal.
It is a Stone Temple Pilots album. It is in 1994.
Fuck yeah.
It's not. It's not Dreaming, though.
Wow. Dang. That was crazy.
Yeah, I was lucky. All
right. I'm out.
Can't tell you shit.
Carson, do you know?
Call him earlier year.
Geisha.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Name of the album is
Geisha?
Super fucking hard.
Yeah,
super
Geisha.
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 I'm down for that.
This awesome. Is one that, like, if you don't know it, you were never going to get it. It's Purple. Such a shitty album name.
Vader Sid. I forgot about that.
88 fast.
Be on my back. Can't see me through the night.
All right. Album number 8.
Oh, I got this. I got this. Yeah. It's this Deep Purple, Machine Head. I don't know the year.
66? They got it.
You got to pick a year, bro.
He got it.
I know.
With confidence. Say
so,
what you
that was
say
so confident.
Oh, when were they? They were a little bit before Zep, right?
Yeah.
67. It's 67. I just feel like it's
67.
It's 67.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, no, 67.
Yeah, Deep Purple.
Got it.
Machine Head.
1967?
Yeah. Final answer.
Dude.
No.
So brutal.
God.
No, it is Deep Purple.
Okay.
It is Machine Head. It is not 1967.
What a dick.
74.
I know, dude, right off the bat.
Is it?
I do this.
74.
74? That sounds right.
74?
74. Whoa.
That's our guess.
That sounds
that
right.
That is your guess?
That's yeah. my... Yeah.
It's
mine,
1974.
No.
It's 77, huh?
There's got to be a 7
what's
in that.
Wrong? It's 1972.
Ah! Bummer.
I'm sorry. All right,
tied up.
Yeah, but you guys...
I had no idea.
Josh, you're pretty fucking solid on
this. Tied her back up.
Yeah, I could tell you any album, I guess, and everything about the brain.
Oh, yeah.
you know a lot about the brain?
Yeah, I'm a neuroscience... major.
Oh, really? Jesus Christ.
Hey, that was another one of my questions.
Oh. I studied the penis.
Are you guys all at CSU?
Just Josh are at CSU.
Yeah, we're seniors.
You guys aren't?
I studied the other
okay,
area.
I was like,
my science.
I could see all of them being at CSU. I could also see none of them actually going to CSU. It's a good problem to have.
I go to class, Mom.
Formity going
yeah,
on here.
All right, we got two more.
Four and six.
You guys, it's all tied up again. You guys going 4 or 6?
We
got to
go 3 and 3.
We got it.
What do you guys want? Should we just take like the 6 because it's on our side of the room?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I like this logic.
Okay.
I wanted that 6.
Did you guys fucking do this on purpose? Because this whole board has been like in unison. It's been like corner through the middle, up and down. Now we're going.
It's very symmetrical.
I can tell you about why the fucking brain works that way. I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, he could.
Yeah. All right, boys. Here's your album.
Oh.
This is Allman Brothers Band.
Oh. Yep. That guy just died, Darius or whatever.
Dickie Betts.
Yeah.
Classic.
My Blue Sky. Is that the name of this album?
Yeah.
Time? Year would be 71.
71. That
71.
Early?
Yo, yeah, for sure.
71.
I like
my,
that.
That's my bet. I don't know about you guys. Allman Brothers, Blue My Sky, Blue Sky, 71.
I like that.
My Blue Sky, 71. All right.
Allman Brothers, My Blue Sky, 1971.
Yeah,
sure.
Lock it in.
It's an Allman Brothers Band.
Okay.
Album.
Okay.
Do you guys know the title or the year?
Dang it. The title of the album is Eat a Peach.
Ah, oh, man, he's got it. Okay. I'm so bad.
Yeah, let's go, Will.
Wait, they didn't get the year right there?
No, they didn't.
Is it 81?
Whoa.
I'm down for that.
You can contest that.
I want to lock that in.
Okay. I like that.
I trust him more. I just didn't think they made music.
It is Eat a Peach, but 72. Oh. Exactly.
I'm sorry, man. I just saw the Blue Sky.
So we're still fucking tied going into the because you guys split that 1-1.
Oh, damn.
Well, okay.
Do you guys want album 4 or album 4?
I think we're going to have to take 4.
Good feeling about 4.
Okay. If you guys want, we could do 4.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do that.
Oh, shit. Never seen it in my life.
Bro, it's probably Slipknot. Yeah. With an album cover like that.
Hell yeah. What a guess.
No shit.
I have no idea.
This looks like an album that was made in the 2000s.
It looks like that. It looks like if Ghost happened like a decade ago.
What? I'm going to lock it a year. Okay. I'm going to say 2004.
You going to lock in Slipknot?
Nah, Slipknot's wrong.
Yeah, man, just Linkin Park. Just throw in, just facts. Throw out something, man.
I'd rather Linkin Park than Slipknot.
Okay, Linkin Park 04. Just throw out an album title. What does that look like?
Looks like
I don't know.
Will.
Probably ain't gonna be much.
Purple.
Nah, it's.
I'm still pissed about.
Bro, it's Nightmare.
I'm still fucking upset that I didn't get.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare.
04 Linkin Park.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Final answer.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
So, can we guess now?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is arguably the the greatest metalcore band of all time.
Oh, he knows.
It is Killswitch Engage.
Yep.
As Daylight Dies.
Yep.
2006? I don't know.
I want to say 2007 or 8.
Maybe 2008 they were doing... they had different albums by then.
Oh, you know what?
Just had Jesse on it, didn't it?
Just tell me something. How about that?
This had Howard?
This is... Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Let's go 7. 2007.
2007.
Another name dropping people in the band over there.
It's 2006, you piece
of shit. Dang
it. You
piece
of shit.
God damn it. My bad.
It's all right,
you
dude.
You goddamn
right.
Motherfuckers.
It's
all right.
You'll be here, boys. It's all right. We'll take the 2. I mean...
Bro. So, okay.
2 years off.
Bummer.
Thought it was Slipknot.
You guys never listened.
Never heard of them.
You never listened to Godsmack.
No.
Man, it's yeah. I don't
see. I'm more of like
I don't feel like
Zeppelin,
I'm that
like,
much older.
Like,
I guess I'm 6 years.
50s to like probably.
You know, if I had to make a guess,
it's not like
it's probably because our dads listened to that era. Like the earlier, it's like an era.
But you can name
like
Allman
that,
Brothers.
That, like weird.
Yeah, because that's
like
when
you're 10,
that's
you're
all.
Really
I mean, that's way
that
different
yeah,
than this.
Exactly.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
I mean, you have like your kind of like 2000s like new core metal compared to like your like early 60s to like early 70s bands. That's like all I know.
Fair.
So,
that's fair. And Allman like, Brothers is way more prolific, I would say.
Do you guys listen?
Probably, yeah.
Do you guys listen to like any heavy music at all?
You got like
listen
to like
Van
Halen.
See, I'm early school metal.
Hell yeah.
Metallica.
Like
Van Halen.
Death Metallica. Black Sabbath. Like all the original.
Megadeth.
Black Society. Hey. Yeah.
I feel like I could say this for the four of us. Like yeah. we're the birthplace of all of it came from. I should
Analog.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from Minnesota.
You're from Minnesota?
Nice.
What California.
Part? California.
Stillwater. Just east of
California.
Paul.
We're from Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
He's from
okay.
Thousand Oaks.
You guys are from
Thousand
Bakersfield?
Oaks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I have family in Bakersfield.
No way.
From Wisconsin?
Hell yeah.
Where?
No one's from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Dude.
Wait, you got, dude, we have a show in Bakersfield soon. No in. Shit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Soon. In August.
Soon as
August.
In August.
So we're having a family reunion in July. All my family from Bakersfield will be here. I'll fucking tell them all about it.
Hell yeah.
So they're going to come to the family reunion and they're going to get back home and be like, hey, that band's actually playing this weekend.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
There
we go.
So sick. So did you guys all meet in school then or
that's
what?
That's fucking dope.
Pretty all much, right. Yeah. I'd say we all met him before.
Let's
college.
Tell the Jace all story.
Right. This is where we bring up our buddy
Jace.
We want stories. Right. We
oh, yeah.
want right. stories. Wait,
yeah.
Everyone quiet down. Let's
right. We actually got, we did a pod, sorry for misdirecting, but we're glad you like stories because we told so many stories on another podcast and then it didn't air. They're like, it's
oh,
too,
bummer.
It's
there's
too
no,
vulgar.
There's no way that last podcast didn't air.
Yeah.
Dude.
We won't name the podcast.
It was
what
vulgar.
The fuck?
I spent, yeah. I spent about 5 minutes going like, okay, Tannen said something about
sure.
at some point, and I'll cut that out and go, I'm pretty sure the rest of it was good.
Nice.
And we'll air it, and it'll be like, motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that here.
Yes.
That's like global studies class.
So anyway, back to the Jace story. Right.
So yeah. All
right.
Me.
This fucking guy.
All right, so me and Carson grew up with our buddy Jace, and he went to CSU and was roommates with Josh.
Okay.
We then moved out to Colorado.
Total bullshit.
Met up with Jace.
No reason for moving out here.
He was living with Josh, so that's how we met Josh.
I don't know what the fuck that
and is. Then Will's loud ass came scampering down the hallways of the dorm room one day, and we're like, yeah, that kid's funny. Let's hang out with him.
Cool.
And so we all become good homies.
That's not how the story went.
We figure out we all play music.
That's just like not how it happened.
What
like,
do you mean? It's exactly
I've
how
met
it
you at your apartment.
No, bro. You went. I met you in the dorm rooms first.
Well, I must have been off the booze that night. I mean, yeah. But
no, dude, you had just driven in from Minnesota off winter break.
Oh, so I just got back off a drive.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why he does.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys moved here together?
He's working this
we
out.
We moved
right
here
now.
Together.
Why? So why? Yeah. I didn't hear why you said why.
Because Bakersfield is a great place to grow up and an amazing place to leave.
Yeah. Because they
yeah.
knew
yeah.
that's still running. Was
and so
starting.
You guys just were like, CSU, fuck it, let's go?
No.
People.
We didn't even plan on going to school. Not even school, just Fort Collins, just getting out of Bakersfield.
And is Colorado on the map for you guys at that point, or you just knew someone that was here?
We had never been here before.
We actually toured West Texas first.
Oh, terrible.
We went to Lubbock.
West Texas
sucks. West Texas is
Lubbock sucks.
Yeah, Lubbock was
rough. Did you go to the Blue?
I mean, Lubbock's the best of the towns.
Great. Lubbock's a great time when you can drink, but we went when we were 18.
Yeah.
Not a great time.
Oh, so you were looking at, what is that,
Texas Tech.
The Red Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas
Tech. Looking at a lot of Raider rash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, so Texas is fucking cool. For one, if you can drink, if you can go to bars, whatever. But it's also like there's a cool joint every 120 miles in Texas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And out in West Texas, fuck, man.
It's boogie.
I mean,
it's
tough. We played the Blue Light in Lubbock a couple years ago, and we were like, well, we had a show in Amarillo and then in Lubbock, and they're like 90 miles apart. Mm-hmm. We're like, sweet. Jeez. On the way down there in a fucking snowstorm leaving southern Colorado, I get an email from the talent buyer at the place in Amarillo. It was like, hey, man, just want to let you know I accidentally booked two bands to headline tonight or tomorrow night. I was like, no problem, man. I was like, fuck, well, shit, we're down. Shit. And his reply was, oh, no, we're going with the other band. And I was like, so we can't, like, open for him. Like, yeah, we'll start then. We'll fucking start at 4 p.m. I don't give a fuck. But we're
on the way.
280 miles into this 400-mile trip.
Yeah.
Can we do something? And he was like, no. So,
damn.
Turn around.
No, we still
keep,
had our.
We had to keep going to Lubbock.
Yeah, we still had our show in Lubbock Saturday night, and we were like, "Well, what should we do?" And we looked up. Do you guys know who Giovanni and the Hired Guns?
Yeah,
I heard that band before.
Yeah.
They're out of Texas.
They're cool.
We were like, "Well, they're playing."
They're
we're like, "They're playing in Midland," and like I opened Google Maps, and it's like, right there. I was like, "Yeah, fuck yeah." Right, nope, yeah. Fucking 110 miles. I was like, all right.
You want to know an actual hilarious story, though? We stopped before we got to Amarillo at a fucking gas station, and the band that took our spot in Amarillo.
We met them at the pumps. We
was
like, are you
at
guys a
the
band?
Pump. Dude, no they way. They were going to play our show. That
and
we
they're, like, yeah, we're coming up from San Antonio. We're playing tonight. And I was like, we were supposed to play tonight. And I was like, oh,
you son of a!
They were called.
You just like slashed their tires. Oh man, you
got something like that.
That happened to us once.
As
actually.
We all learned, we all seen the dirt here, right? I really hope.
Yeah.
You all seen the dirt.
The Bible.
I need confirmation on this. Everybody seen the dirt?
I've seen it and read it like three times.
Are we talking about the dirt?
Yeah. You seen the dirt?
Shitty name.
As Mick Mara said, nobody likes. I mean, I don't like John.
Just say it.
Shitty band.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we kind of interrupted your story.
Anyway.
You guys met in the dorms.
Oh, the chaser.
Will was. You were like, he's a cool front man.
Will was
I'm
just
sorry.
Naked
we
somewhere.
We just started jamming out. So
yeah.
And then we got offered a show through Music Business Collective.
Okay.
On campus. And they let us play out in the LSC.
This like is after you found Will? This is after you found Will.
This is probably like four months after we all met up and we kind of started like jamming.
Fast
like,
forward.
Yeah, but then we got our first gig and it was at CSU's Front Lawn like with like one of the first like Music Business Collective shows they have at CSU.
Okay, so what year was this? Like how long have you guys been doing
this?
So
we all became friends in January of 2021.
Bro, that was at the end.
We played our first show on May 6th of 2022. So we were friends for
A year.
We were friends for over a year before we decided.
14 months, 15 months, something like that. Yeah.
Oops, all right.
He actually
sorry,
learned
I had to interject
bass.
Because these guys were spitting.
Yeah, so
false
he learned bass for the band.
So,
go ahead.
Well, this might be a segue into what you're going to get at. So, I've got a two-part question. What were you initially running from, and what are you still running from?
We're going to let him answer that. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Did he come up? Was Carson the still running?
So actually, the name was, we had a different name at first.
Yeah, we did have
what was that?
The original name was Still Water Running.
Still Water Running.
Still water running.
And so we were like, oh, that's a cool play on words. That's so
play on words, yeah, because still water, but it's running.
It's not the worst thing in the world, but you guys made a good decision.
Yeah. I mean, I like just, it's like too much, and it's like, it doesn't really sound like a rock and roll band.
Well, so, okay.
Sounds like a bluegrass band.
It's like, there's very few bands that are like that long that make it. So exactly. Like, think of like Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Well,
super fucking
different.
Long band.
CCR,
name.
Though.
But
they just called, they
there's a
it.
Reason that people went CCR.
Yeah.
Because no one wanted to say Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
CCR is a way better band name than their full fucking band name.
I mean, you know,
so
whatever.
Still Water Running. SWR.
That's still long.
But anyway, I like
still
running a lot.
Still running,
I like the branding you have, like your logo with the S and the R. Very cool.
Wyatt wears your shorts we bought you guys' first show. Wears them weekly.
Wyatt, there's like six of those in the world. So
I
hold on to
that. I just realized I should wear the S.
They're actually the most comfortable attire that I own.
Awesome.
On top of that, I had to make a conscious decision not to wear them today. You know, I was like,
what?
Tacky. But they're my favorite. You know, I got the black ones. You know,
no, they're awesome.
That's a huge compliment coming from him because he literally wears sweats every single day.
Yeah.
He wears that shirt every week.
Awesome.
I mean, he wears like three outfits, and the still running shorts are one of them.
Yeah,
cool, man.
Fuck
cool.
Yeah.
Sick.
Will, I have a quick question.
I've never even worn them.
You veg in those?
Because there's cut off sweats.
Bro, I mean, they are exactly. Yeah, I spent 8 hours gaming in those bitches, you know what I mean? The whole time. Right?
What kind of games you play?
What a fucking nerd.
Just like Steam shit.
No, you got Helldivers.
You got Helldivers. Minecraft for sure.
Helldivers.
DBD a lot.
Yeah. Talking to this kid about Helldivers,
dude.
DBD.
I'm also a huge Rips. Battlefield 5 kind of guy from a couple years back.
All right, hey, I wanna. There's two things I like really want to know about you guys. The first one's like about you guys, and then there's the second one's what we can relate with. But so you guys, I imagine Austin and Carson, you guys played your instruments beforehand. I mean, how long have you guys been playing?
Oh man, I mean,
did you guys play together growing up or in high school before?
I was in high school. I would play like the
marching
like,
band.
No.
Hey man,
no.
I did that.
We had school events. We had like school events.
Talent show.
I had to organize.
Okay.
So
I would have to organize events, and I'd need music. So I had asked him to play it.
I would just pick up some boys from school and we'd jam out for like a week, and then we'd throw our own concerts at like the park.
So when did you start like playing guitar, man? Young, obviously.
It was like probably like 7 years ago, but I was in Cali, so it was like real niche shit.
Okay.
Like reggae or like bedroom shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get into rock and roll until I was out here with these boys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's
crazy.
We used to play guitar a little bit here and there together, but he didn't pick up bass until we needed a bass player.
Yeah, no, I played.
So you're a necessity bass player.
Yeah, so I was. Okay. I played acoustic for fun in high school.
And piano.
And
I did a little piano,
and he kind of taught me all I needed to know to have the campfire fun and impress the.
Let me ask you this: as a necessity bass player, do you truly enjoy it?
So yeah, that's what I was kind of reluctant at first. I was like, no, I don't want to play bass. I'll play rhythm guitar, guys. It's fine. Someone else can play bass. But ended up just going on Facebook Marketplace, buying a decent Crate amp and a decent bass. And
fuck yeah.
Oh man, that,
yeah.
Fucking,
I mean,
yeah,
you're solid, but, man.
Hey, first thump, I was like, oh, this is the shit.
The
I
only
was
reason,
so upset that I did not start sooner.
The only reason I
some weird faces. But.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So
no, that's awesome.
Let me tune my high E real quick.
But back to the question. So you guys answered. You always sang, or were you like, "Hey, I'll give it a shot, man."
So this is a really funny story. So back, it was during COVID, senior year. So I graduated high school 2020 in the spring,
And towards the end, there was like a, because everything was canceled, all proms got canceled. Graduation. My buddy, yeah, graduation too. My buddy from a different high school, he's like, hey, yo, like, we're bringing back like our band that we played for like the middle school talent show like 5 years prior, like maybe more. And he's like, our singer like doesn't want to do it. He's like, any chance like you know how to sing? Like we just like need a singer. And I was like, I have no idea, but I'll come over and try it. Okay. So like first practice, I was like, holy shit, like this is like embarrassing as fuck. Cause I was like, I don't want to be like just like screaming out random stuff. Cause like I do like a bunch of rock and roll songs, and that's the stuff that we were covering for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like weird doing it for the first time, like on a mic in front of like actual like instruments and everything. And then long story short, we took like probably like 4 or 5 practices and went up there and did it. If you want to look for that video, it's on YouTube. It's called
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
It's called It's called Shock City Final Performance.
Shock City.
Yeah, that was the band name.
Shock City. I'm gonna cue it up.
But anyways, sure. So like, I really just got into rock and roll from there, and I just like really want to keep doing it. And then everybody's saying I was like pretty good, and I was like, might as well keep having like a passion for this. And then freshman year came around when I came to school out here, everything was still online, and I went to Guitar Center with one of my two of my other friends. And my debit card only maxed out at $500 that day. And like when, at that time,
I was there for this.
And so my friend Emma bought me the guitar, and then I had to pay her over like the next course of like 2 days. But yeah,
hey,
I started playing freshman year. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll watch that here in a minute. Yeah, okay. Dude,
was that filmed on a GoPro?
Yeah.
That looks good.
It's really nice. Yeah, because the guy who, so my buddy who called me, Bjorn's dad.
Yeah.
He runs this like event venue, and he does all these cameras, takes a bunch of like graduation pictures and everything. So,
dude, get really him out here.
Really cool.
I want that.
Yeah.
So I mean, you had like, you were somewhat comfortable singing, but you just hadn't really branched out and done it.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. So, it's something. It's pretty rare to see, especially in young bands. But you just fucking go for it, man.
Yeah.
You know. It, especially vocally, it's you see a lot of people that just kind of do what's comfortable or kind of die down. The first show we played with you guys, I was like, holy shit, this dude doesn't give a fuck, dude.
I tried
in a good
to,
way,
man.
In a good way, yeah, no, in a good I way. I mean, just I mean, I think like the first song you guys played, first vocal line, it was like a scream, and you're like, I was like, holy shit, okay, all right, these guys,
like,
all right,
I do
man.
It, it's like. Why the hell not? If, like, if I'm capable of actually doing it, and it's like everybody asked me, I was like, so what the fuck is like, is your voice not killing you? And I'm like, surprisingly, no. Like, if it was, it might be a different story,
right?
But like, if
yeah,
I'm able to hit that stuff and I'm able to like train it so I can hit it, like,
I was gonna say,
why not go for it? So.
I can't hit that shit for a full show, like, once, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I'll get up there.
Do you
do
like vocal warm ups or anything? Or
yeah.
Hey man, we're talking about the same thing.
I literally used to run like a whole like 7. So hey, I'll give the example. I'll give the example. Hold on. So normally I'll run like a. I used to run like a 10-15 minute like warm up exercise like on YouTube whatever. And then since I started doing singing lessons, believe it or not, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
I'm gonna ask you about that later.
Yeah, but pretty much I have two exercises I do now, and it's...
Come on.
Spin it, dude. Oh! 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 And then to really get like the, you know, when you're going up and hitting like the really high notes rock roll, and you're like, yeah! I just do the
Do you work your way all the way up? Like
try to or just like to, so like when it's comfortable. So like when you do like the supposedly like clears the phlegm out of like back your throat and everything. So pretty nice, but it works pretty well. So
yeah, man.
I do that for about like 2 to 5 minutes, like I'm fine. So
I love that, man. I love it. Hey, I love it.
That's sick.
Yeah. All right. Aww. Josh, your turn.
My turn.
How long you play drums?
I played drums.
So next question was...
Oh, man. He just brained him.
He does that shit to us all the time. This guy.
I can't fucking help myself, man.
All right. That's good. Thanks. Yeah. Right.
I played drums in band. And
middle school.
That's cool.
No, they had a. I
like
played
orchestra the, or like marching band.
No, like when they're like, concert hey, do you want to play an instrument? And you're in seventh grade.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like concert that. Band.
I okay. started on drums.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I played clarinet, story, and then I was is. Like, the drums are way cooler, and I played that. And then I stopped because they wanted me to play bells, and I didn't, you know, like the. Like xylophone and stuff.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really like that. I didn't like percussion reading music, you know. So I stopped. And then senior year of high school, my friend and I started playing music together. So I got a drum set and played for like 2 years, came to college, couldn't play in the dorms.
What's your band?
Huh?
Backseat Drivers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I played for 2 years.
Backseat Drivers, that was the band's name?
No, Deadbeat Drivers.
Deadbeat Drivers.
I didn't have much say in that
it's,
band.
It's a band. It's yeah. better than Backseat Drivers.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. What's it called? Dead. What?
Deadbeat Drivers.
Deadbeat Drivers.
That's
okay.
Not, that's not. Bad.
I was on their first album.
I mean,
Backseat
Drivers. A young like transitional college.
So
band,
what sounds cooler, Shock Drivers City or cool Deadbeat Drivers?
Well, I was in high school for that, and then I came to college.
Shock
I couldn't
City
play
Drivers.
In the dorms.
You guys
so,
downgraded with Shock still running. Just so you know. Like still running's fine, but it's Deadbeat Drivers is like
Deadbeat City.
So.
Essence
no,
has
kidding.
A good
I'm,
band
I'm,
name
I'm
on that.
I disagree.
Bermuda Buttercup.
Deadbeat Drivers. Yeah, they had a project called Bermuda Buttercup.
Yeah.
More like
flower.
Bermuda Butthole.
Is that a band?
Bermuda Buttercup.
Have you heard of Butthole Surfers before?
Oh yeah dude.
They are
for like
gas.
Wait. For literally like the last like I mean 8 months of all of last year, our group chat was called Butthole Surfers cover band.
Yeah.
It was yeah. You know. So every time I get a text, I'm like,
I love the
really?
Butthole Surfers. Yeah.
No, it's Joker Salmon.
He's my butt. He's my dad's like really good friend.
Cool, man.
I love the butthole surfers.
Yeah,
I've been at it. I'm a butthole surfer.
Did Essence change that?
Bro, how do you make that record?
Yes, he did.
I did.
And then work at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Because you don't get any songwriting credits, so that's why.
It's pretty much if like take
in the terms of like sports. Like you have a
I'll tell you what, it's been helping.
You're like your juniors. The juniors.
I'll tell you what, old son.
First team, you don't need a second.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, except in like band terms wise, like.
Dang, man.
Literally,
they're
right before
band.
You guys got here, I came up with a metal country band name, Montgomery Gentry.
Montgomery Gentry.
That's, but, like, make it Gentry. You know,
They
don't listen to heavy music.
That's a bad band. That's a bad band.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, that's a bad band name.
Bad band name.
I would not go see that show.
Never mind.
No, okay. Hey, I have one
check
more.
Check it
out
on iTunes in 2 years.
This is something that we can all chime in on. We can all chat about. So you guys recorded at the Blasting Room.
Yes, sir.
You guys put out your single just
still
a
running
a couple weeks ago, right?
Or 5 days
week.
Ago.
Yeah, not even a week ago.
4 days
shit,
ago.
Yeah. Still running. California. By the band still running. So
yes,
self-titled.
First question. Is it you guys working on a full album, EP,
Tell
four songs, three songs,
we'll
10
Josh
songs?
Do it.
What are you guys working on?
We're doing singles for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Just singles?
Just singles.
Good idea.
Dude, honestly, we talk about it every time we fucking record, and then every time we're like, nah, we just got to release it all right now. Right now. And we do. Singles in this consumer market is the fucking way to go, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
But so what do you guys have like in the pipeline?
A lot?
Like
yeah.
recorded
yeah.
already?
Don't,
or,
I mean,
or yeah, just written?
If you don't want this out, we
Very
won't
nice.
Get this out. But I'm
no,
curious.
We can say it. Right?
I mean, you guys got like
why not?
We're trying to do a release every like
six to ten weeks,
somewhere in that range.
So okay, here you go. Easy question. How many songs did you guys record at the Blasting Room?
Three.
Sweet.
Well, so you know, we have another one in the works that like it's probably like 80% done. That we just need to kind of make some like final changes.
You guys recorded a fourth one, but just haven't.
So we
it?
Recorded that fourth one, like for Sonic Spotlight up in Fort Collins.
Okay.
We recorded a song for that at the Blasting Room.
That's
we got to do it for free.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right, Andrew. And so we did that. Got in the competition.
Oh fuck yeah!
But it's only a couple minor changes a week. But like pretty much all the recordings done for it. There might be a couple spots we might have to go in and patch up.
Okay.
But other than that,
okay.
That's pretty much like we pretty much have four right now, and the other did other three we did all in one day at the Blasting Room, which was
we're booked for two more dates. Right now.
Fuck yeah.
You guys want to decide the date on air?
Yeah.
We're looking at one
heard
here
first.
We originally weren't going to go until what, August, right? But we have
basically two sounds, right? We got the like hard rock,
right,
headbanging
right.
shit, and then we got the acoustic driven,
yeah,
like
you're kind of your ballady shit, like your ballad. Right?
Yeah. And those are, they're both awesome, but we're figuring it like. If we're going to start releasing, we want to treat it more like a set list than just what we have batched, you know, like we want to keep people interested throughout the single drops.
So absolutely.
Like thematic. Right. Kinda.
Absolutely. Yeah. So right. it's like, let's drop a couple hard songs, smart. But then let's keep people smart. Entertained by doing something
poppy,
more
rock. Like,
yeah. More poppy, something that other people like.
Like
yeah.
Or it's still us, but like, you know,
yeah. Yeah. No, I 100% understand. At least.
That the more the okay, general cool. audience these days, I should say, listens to. Because, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I might be...
it's a fucking hard line to walk on, right?
Well, yeah, just like I feel like a lot of people these days are listening to a lot of mainstream kind of shit. They're not really going outside the box. And kudos to the people who are.
So unfortunately, you pieces of shit. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you should check out both of our music, though. It's pretty cool stuff that you won't hear every day. Anyways, flashback to what we're saying. no, it's kind of cool, though, when you mean... kind of release stuff that kind of more caters your like the general audience while you have some of the other stuff that's like a little bit more musically intricate,
yeah,
a little bit more like challenging,
which for sure
I, although our acoustic stuff is still it's still like super fun to play.
Yeah,
it's like yeah it's, we're not like we took a piece of advice early on from Chuck Morris.
Chuck Morris. Shout out the Chuck CEO at CSU NBC.
Yeah,
man's a baller.
He told us, he's like, listen, guys, you guys haven't released anything. He's like, let me tell you this. If you're going to release something, make sure that you absolutely love it, mm-hmm. that you love to play it, because if 100%. We're the worst.
If it takes judges, off, you're going to have to play it.
Yeah, we're the worst judges of our music, and something that you think isn't going to hit. It might, and if it does, you're gonna have to play it for the rest of your life.
Right. Well, so yeah, so,
so
that's like, well, I remember talking to you, at it was one of the shows that we played together. It was before you guys recorded anything, but we talked about the Blasting Room a little bit. But my number one word of advice to especially young bands or bands that haven't put anything out or haven't recorded yet is for one. If you have to spend the money for the production, fucking spend the money for the production, yeah, yeah. because yeah. you could have a killer fucking song, a number one song. I mean, like Still Running is great, right? But if you went and recorded in some dude's basement,
which we did, didn't work.
Yeah. Didn't work. People would listen yeah. to it and go, man, this would be so much cooler, but it sounds like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spend the money for the production that you're happy with. And if the songs are good, they'll do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you see so many artists and bands out of nowhere make it, but their songs are fucking produced well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you rarely see, I mean, Zach Bryan's the only one I can think of that has shit production that fucking made waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. His production is like fucking terrible.
That's
and
his sound
and he
now,
still
though.
Fucking does it. And you're like, dude,
yeah.
you're making so much money.
You
fucking
have,
pay
you
for
have
the production.
A lot of money.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
But especially smaller bands, just invest if you're real about it, if you want to do it, play fucking 20 shows and every dime you make at that show, go, this
straight
is going
to
towards
band.
Our album.
Straight
yes.
to the band fund.
Straight to the band fund.
Yeah.
We want to put out a badass single or a badass EP or an album. I mean, that's what we did. And
we're
I mean, I'll stand behind anything we've recorded production wise. Our first album, looking back, you're like, you know, it's there's really good songs, but there's also songs that I'm like, man,
we were a different band.
We were. Yeah, it was totally
music.
Different. But
yeah.
yeah. But I admire the fuck out of you guys for going.
Yeah, I remember
because you had told me at that first show that you guys had already recorded a song.
Yeah,
and you were. I could tell by the look on your face. You were like, "It's
yeah.
we recorded."
It took.
And
it
I'm
took
like,
"Yeah." I was gonna six. Say that first show at the Coast that we played. I can't remember who I talked to. I think it was you, Josh. I think I don't remember. Yeah. I remember Hair. So it was one of you guys. but you guys were one of you were telling me that you were thinking about or you were looking into the Blast Room. But I remember you guys. Somebody was like, "Yeah, it's so damn expensive though." And I'm glad you guys went and did that because
yeah. Well, once we heard Andrew's like first product, we're like, holy shit!
Insane.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
that dude is insane,
nuts.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. And he did it in like what 2 hours?
He'll turn a shitty song into a song that you're like, it's actually not bad.
What
yeah.
was the
he's got great ideas?
What
too.
Was the acoustic song that you guys went with?
with Andrew?
We haven't yet.
We haven't
yet. It's oh, you haven't.
Scheduled for the schedule.
Tana's got a boner for one of the songs.
Giving Greatness. Yeah.
Giving Greatness?
Yeah. 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 That one. That one's for August.
I like that song. I like that song.
Unless
it's not. We have a new song that Will wrote and that we all kind of just wrote shit over. And it's
great.
It sounds like it belongs.
How do you guys write?
It's so
okay. Sick. Hold on. So I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt.
When I wonder.
We're at 1:10. So I want to do an outro just so we get an outro, and then we'll just hop right back into this conversation about recording. All right.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Just cool. So in case that. All
yeah. Because if something dies, I just want everybody on camera doing an outro, and I can cut to it if I have to.
Cool. Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. So fuck. We didn't do an album, so I don't know how to really do this.
Nib High Fold Football Rules.
Use our song.
O'Doyle rules. All right.
O'Doyle rules.
No, so these guys are from Still Running out of Fort Collins, Colorado. A fucking great upcoming band out of Colorado. If you enjoy local music, if you're here in Colorado, check them out. They've got a bunch of shows coming up. They just released a single, self-titled Still Running by Still Running. It's fantastic. We're S&E86. This is the Third Street Podcast. We'll be back in a week or so. Check us out. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Go Nuggets.
Bye.
Thank you.
See you.